With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Crews trudged through debris and waded into swollen rivers in the search for victims of catastrophic flooding that's killed 104 people in Texas. Kerrville City Manager Dalton Rice says search and rescue is difficult and volunteers need to leave that to the professionals.
They're running into a lot of technical challenges with terrain, with water, even potentially, you know, with weather, you know, in the rising fields. We've talked about this before. Volunteers stay out of the way because if we start getting weather reports and in all the other complications that are out there, we then have to pull off of those search and rescue missions.
Audio courtesy KSAT. With additional rain on the way, the risk of more flooding was still high Monday in saturated parts of central Texas. An active shooter armed with tactical gear and a rifle opened fire upon Border Patrol agents as they arrived at a Border Patrol annex facility in McAllen, Texas on Monday. Bernie Bennett has more.
Agents and local police returned fire and killed the gunman. No federal agents were hit, but one McAllen police officer was struck. Law enforcement sources say the officer is in stable condition. Officers believe the attack was a purposeful ambush targeting Border Patrol officials. Homeland Security spokesperson Tricia McLaughlin said in a statement, quote, both Border Patrol agents and local police helped neutralize the shooter. This is an ongoing investigation led by the FBI. More information will be shared as it becomes available. Bernie Bennett reporting.
President Trump on Monday set a 25% tax on goods imported from Japan and South Korea, as well as new tariff rates on a dozen other countries. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 422 points, the Nasdaq dropped 188. This is SRN News. Some recent immigrants say religious freedom is the best thing about America.
Baptist Press has been quizzing Southern Baptist leaders who were born in other countries, and to a man, the thing they say they treasure most about this country is the freedom to practice their faith. Pastor Alexei Karmeloff, who lives in California, says in the Soviet Union, his father, grandfather, and great-grandfather were all persecuted for their faith. Pastor Misael Rodriguez, who works for Louisiana Baptist University, was hounded by the authorities in Cuba. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Missouri judge has blocked many of the state's pro-life laws, reimposing a preliminary injunction against them just a little over a month after the state's highest court had lifted a previous hold. The order by Jackson County Circuit Judge Jerry Zhang says the abortion restrictions likely violate a state constitutional abortion amendment approved by voters last year. This is SRN News. The Trump administration now says there is no client list from convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, angering the president's MAGA supporters. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
A memo from the Justice Department says there is no evidence Epstein maintained a client list, despite Attorney General Pam Bondi's claim that she had such a document sitting on her desk. The announcement undermines the theory promoted by Trump allies, some of whom now work at the DOJ. MAGA influencers and other Trump supporters are venting online, with some calling for Bondi to be fired. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A memo from the Justice Department says one of our highest priorities is combating child exploitation and bringing justice to victims. Perpetuating unfounded theories about Epstein serves neither. More details at SRNNews.com.